Okay, Ray Madden, our old friend. How are you, Ray?
I'm good, Colm. How are you doing?
How's things down in Carr, Daniel?
Not too bad today. We've got fierce damage, you know, by the storms here at Carr's Cove.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of it tidied up, Colm, but there's a couple of months work in getting it all back to the pristine condition that it was in. So, you know, we'll be working on that.
Yeah.
Big fear, of course, is the spring tides now in next month in February, if we storm us with that.
Right.
So we are kind of treading carefully at the moment. We'll get there. We'll be up and running for the summer and looking forward to getting you back down again. So
yeah.
it will be back and better than ever, okay?
Absolutely, would love that. Now, Ray, you've an angle yourself as a publican on e-cigarettes. You have banned them.
Oh, we have.
Why?
We've banned them. I'll put it this way, Colm. I suppose the whole thing came about during a debate one evening inside in the bar about these e-cigarettes and the use of them, and we took soundings from our customers, and it was generally agreed, like, you know, that these things would be, you know, unsavory, like, you know, they're not socially acceptable. They are another form of cigarettes, and they are putting a vapor into the air where you and me, where small children, customers will be breathing in, and we don't know what's in these vapors. So it was generally a general consensus. I contacted the Vintners Association, and they're supporting our move. They've issued us with posters with the Vintners logo on it, and we've basically banned them, and that's it. And it's one of the rights we have as a publican, to bring in house rules that have to be obeyed. And if it doesn't suit people, it doesn't suit people.
Hmm. So are you the first pub licensed place to actually ban them in Ireland?
We believe O'Carroll's Cove, again, Ireland's only beach bar, again, is the first bar in Ireland to have banned these. Now, Colm, it's very, very interesting. They've been banned across the board in New York City.
Yeah.
They're looking at it in Chicago and various other cities in America. You know, they're unregulated. The vast majority of them are being produced in China, possibly under very poor regulations, if any regulations at all. That's only a personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know, there is a body of opinion, in particular in the States, whereby, you know, they're questioning, you know, what is in these cigarettes. They are nicotine-based. There is a vapor coming out of them, you know, and I think they're just socially unacceptable. We've come a long way in the country.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure, especially, you know, the type of business we have. You know, we run a bar. We run a very, very good quality restaurant. We are on the beach down at Carl's Cove, you know, and like that, we have people eating in the bar, you know, when the season is on all the time. And the last thing you want is somebody puffing on these things behind your back.
Is there a smell? I'm trying to remember it, because I did have a puff of one just once, and it was outside a restaurant, so I can't really remember even a taste or a flavour from it. Is there a smell of smoke?
There appears to be a number of them on the market. Some of them is a vapour. Some of them is more like a smoke that's coming out of them. And in my opinion, there is a smell. I mean, like, you know, there's certainly a distinctive smell from some of them, you know. But I suppose the bottom line is this. They're unregulated, number one. You know, we don't want our children breeding in something that is unregulated. We don't know what's inside them. I have a reason to believe, like, that a young person of 10 or 12 years of age can go in and purchase one of these, certainly online, without any regulations. You know, our previous minister, Micheál Martin, you know, had the foresight to bring in the ban, which was taken up globally almost at this stage, banning these cigarettes. We don't want to go back into a situation like we had in the Golden Globe during the night, you know, people puffing these things, possibly maybe getting an incentive to these companies to glamorize the damn thing. You know, it is glamorizing, and it is creating a situation where young children are going to be smoking these things that are unregulated.
But our present Minister for Health is actually encouraging them, is saying that they're actually good. In other words, they're a good way of helping people quit smoking.
Well, is he the same Minister for Health? And I don't know if he is or not, but certainly, you know, our department have supported the use of certain injections and drugs in this country that now have been linked very much so in relation to OCD in small children.
I think it was a
swine injection and another particular one that's causing infertility in young ladies. So again, we don't know what's in these things. I think if the Minister of Health is promoting this, he should consider his position. You know, there's people of maybe of much higher qualifications globally advocating against the use of these cigarettes.
Okay, Ray, listen, we've got a lot of calls coming in on this as well. So let me just go. Hang on there for a second. Colm, how are you?
How are you doing, Colm?
Not too bad at all. Where are you on the e-cigarettes?
Well, I'm an e-cigarette smoker. I used to be smoking 40 regular cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like where that publican there was saying about e-cigarettes shouldn't be allowed in pubs. I mean, the vapour of them is harmless. I happen to know what the ingredients are too, and all that's being exhaled is air, is water vapour.
So you know what's in them?
Well, the particular brand I smoke, there's three ingredients in them.
Right.
Vegetable glycerol, water, and nicotine.
Okay. And does it give you a little buzz?
No, it just satisfies my craving. That's about all it does.
Yeah.
Right. I think, Colin, can I come in there?
Yeah, Ray, go on.
I think, you know, that sums it all up. You know, if you do, like, these things were introduced in 2007, primarily to help people to give up cigarettes. Yeah. So, you know, are you purchasing one of these products to try and beat a loophole in our legislation? Are you purchasing it to try and give up cigarettes? If you're genuinely purchasing this product to try and give up cigarettes, then you do like everybody else. You smoke it outside the door or smoke it in the designated area. If there's a thing, you've purchased it to try and beat a loophole.
But should I do that with the patches? Should I go outside with my patches outside the door? Should I go outside with my nicotine inhaler?
Your patch isn't giving out a smoke or giving out a vapour that we don't know what we're breathing. And in particular, we don't know what our children...
I'm just saying that it's water vapour. That's harmless and there's nothing in it, actually. You get more nicotine passed by a smoker just off his clothes than you do from the vapour of an electronic cigarette.
You've already said that it contains nicotine. So I think it's very unfair to say that I don't know what I'm talking about. I think the research out there is still ongoing, and until such time as we got to the bottom of this research, these cigarettes
should be ongoing. There is a brand of electronic cigarettes that actually applied for a medicinal license in the UK.
Ray,
good enough to be a medical product.
Ray, just to say, did you get a unanimous backing from everyone? Did you get a majority agreeing that it's good to ban them in the pub?
We have customers coming into us on an ongoing basis, both from the point of view of holiday people and locals alike, that are absolutely delighted that we're not taking a step backwards in this country. They're absolutely delighted that we have banned the use of e-cigarettes.
They issued a circular there last week to say that it was perfectly okay to have electronic cigarettes smoked in public houses.
That's quite okay, but the vintners are backing us. They gave us the posters, the logos on it. They are backing our initiative as a publican to be able to introduce house rules for the safety and the comfort of the rest of our patrons. And that's basically what it's about.
Okay, I've caught a lot of people wanting.
You're just scaremongering, to be honest with you.
Hang on a second, Colin. I've a lot of people want to get into this. Let me bring in Justin. Justin, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing, Colin?
Where are you on e-cigarettes?
I started on e-cigarettes for a personal point of view. I went for a job interview to be a van driver.
Yeah.
And the employer at the time goes to me, are you a smoker? And I said I was.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to employ a smoker because of what I was delivering. I deliver fresh meat.
Right.
He didn't want me rocking up to his customer with a fag hanging on my mouth and a smell in the van. So I suggested if I got myself an e-cigarette, would he take me on? He said he would. So I went off, got myself one. I spent about €50 on the whole thing. I got the battery part and I got two filters. And I went back to him and he took me on.
Wow.
And I've been using the e-cigarette now for about 3 months. I was still smoking normal cigarettes at the weekend when I was having a pint.
Yeah.
But now I've cut out cigarettes completely since New Year's. And my plan now is to wean myself off the e-cigarette and be done with it.
Very good. Wow.
I mentioned something about that with regard to... people who speak about electronic cigarettes, there's 100,000 electronic cigarette smokers in this country.
Yeah.
And if there is such a thing as a ban or something that's stupid, 100,000 people would full sure be back on cigarettes, or else they'd be importing them illegally from other countries. So they need to think about the black market that might be created due to this.
Justin, what do you think on Ray's stand down in O'Carroll's pub that he's banned e-cigarettes now in the bar?
Well, in my own local, I won't name where I drink now, but I'm allowed to sit at the bar and puff away in it. But I do feel a bit guilty in doing it. I would rather still walk outside the pub with my friends that are still smoking on my cigarette and puff on my e-cigarette outside the bar. Because you do get a lot of people looking at you, what's he smoking over there? And then they realise they see a light shine off the tip of the cigarette, like, you know what I mean? And they know it's not a real one. Now, as for the vapor, I'm still getting my hit of nicotine, so my cravings, I'm still sorting out my cravings. But at the same time, I will, more to like 9 times out of 10, I'll walk outside the pub and with the lads and have me smoke a e-cigarette outside rather than do it inside.
Okay, I just want to bring in Martine on this as well. Thanks, Justin. Martine, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Where are you on e-fags?
I'm actually on a shisha pipe. I'm not sure if you've heard of them. It's more or less the same thing as the electronic cigarette.
Right, okay.
It's a liquid nicotine you put into it as opposed to the cartridges.
Right. And do you get a buzz off it?
I don't get a buzz, but what it does is it gives you that hiss at the back of your throat that you're kind of craving, but it also releases the vapour, which means that you think that you're smoking.
Your brain thinks you're smoking.
Yeah, well, that's it. Look, I've tried everything. I tried patches, I tried the tablets, I tried cold turkey, and nothing worked. I always ended up going back on them.
Yeah.
I was in the UK on holidays this summer, and everyone seemed to have these shisha pipes, and we bought them over there. And when we came back, we started using them, and now everywhere I look, people seem to have these, as opposed to, well, I'm sure the electronic cigarette's very popular, but these seem to be the things that I see.
And can you smoke that in a restaurant and a bar?
To be fair, I am sitting there listening. I'd be quite embarrassed doing it. I don't smoke in a, I wouldn't have smoked in a restaurant or a bar prior to it. So I hide myself doing it. I do it, but I actually hide myself doing it.
Yeah. Okay. But so if you take a cigarette, if you take one of these out in a restaurant, do you sort of, not hide under the table?
I put it in my hand.
But you don't go outside.
Look, we were out over Christmas with my friends, and they were going out for a cigarette, and I went out for a cigarette with them, and I smoked it there. Yeah. But in general, it's I understand that it is, and they've apparently proven that the vapor that's coming out of it is literally only a water vapor.
And there's nothing else. Just as let me bring Colin, because Colin, I know you're very much for e-cigarettes. Do you smoke them in a bar and in restaurants?
I do, and as that lady said, sometimes you do feel a little bit out of place because you're not fully, you're not sure if everybody's fully aware of what they are. But actually, a lot of them actually don't look like cigarettes at all. They've advanced a lot, and now people vape these units, which look much more like a pipe or something like that, you know?
I'm just wondering, to put a little bit of a ridiculous situation into it, would any of those particular people in a very enclosed area with their own newborn baby actually be prepared to start blowing that vapour onto that child? Now, I'd like to say as well here at this stage, I've nothing against these cigarettes. I've nothing against people smoking them outside in the designated areas in the open air. No problem there. But I think just from a point of view of a visual and a social point of view and the comfort of other patrons who have pointed out to us that really don't want people going back to a situation where you're 20 or 30 people inside in a confined space puffing at these things, putting out a vapour that we really don't know much about. And that man there, Colm, did admit like there is nicotine in it and everything else. And you know, that's basically where we stand.
Let's say if Colm goes into your bar and says it's these things are legal in public places, so I'm going to take it. What do you do? Is he barred? Because you can't, you know, the Department of Health aren't going to fine him because they're legal.
A very well put question, but I suppose legal. In the sense of that they're legally available to buy and purchase. Legally available to buy and purchase by minors as well as everybody else. But the thing about it is this, you know, as vintners, as restaurateurs, we all have house rules that we can apply.
Right.
And you know, to be fair, if you go into a top class restaurant in Dublin, it may require you to wear a tie. It may require you to have a neat dress. It may require that to have an onerous smell off of you that might upset the other patrons. So you have to look at the broader picture and the comfort of the rest of the patrons. And there is a huge body of people out there who have no problem. I smoked for years, Colm. I know exactly what it's like. I know the craving. I tried to give up on numerous occasions. But I would appeal to people, if there's a thing you're genuine about using the e-cigarette, to give up the use of actual cigarettes, please be fair to the rest of the people and smoke it outside like everybody else. And don't be trying to use it as a loophole in legislation that I believe can be brought in by the Minister.
It's not a loophole, they're completely legal. I wouldn't be saying they're a loophole because they're completely legal. They're not regulated
it is a loophole at the moment because when the farm
is a loophole, I mean they're just
I didn't interrupt you. When the farmer minister Micheál Martin brought in legislation, you know, he didn't envisage that cigarette companies would come up or some company would come up with an alternative to beat this type of situation. I would appeal right now, Colm, on your programme that the Minister for Health can bring in by Friday an extension of the current legislation banning the use of e-cigarettes or any type form of cigarette that may allude to giving out an order that we know nothing about, regardless whether we know nothing about it or not. it's not socially acceptable anymore in our state. And if the Minister for Health is really Minister for Health and has the consideration, he should bring it in by Friday. It's a small extension of legislation that could bring NAMA in overnight when the banks were crying out to be helped in this country. The Minister for Health, if he has any balls at all, he can bring that in by Friday.
Okay.
Can I just say something about the Minister for Health, actually? His,
are you not going to talk about his balls, are you?
No, not really. His father and his brother died of smoking, and they were both GPs, and the Minister for Health himself said that he used the word they couldn't give them up. So he obviously realises that there is a space for this kind of a product where people just genuinely can't give up, and it must be a better alternative to smoking carcinogenic combustible cigarettes.
Okay, listen, I've loads of people want to get in this. I'm going to leave it there for the moment. Colm, appreciate the call. Ray, also you and Justin and Martina. Thanks, guys, for getting involved.
Don't forget, on Carl's
Grove is I know, but not if you want to e-smoke at the bar. Right, let's take a break. 2FM.